From Jinden to Tarago, Bungendore to Nelligan, Braidwood FM, your local radio station.
It's actually Chemist Corner time, and I have Benta with me.
Try that one again, won't we? Anyway, how are you going?
Not too bad for an old bloke.
Yeah, okay, and we are back on to Chemist Corner.
We are on to Chemist Corner, yep. And we're going to be talking about osteoporosis.
Yep, that's sort of the last thing we will get to, and then, of course, like, we've got to cover a little bit on vaccines.
Yes, that's... It's still around, isn't it?
Yeah, still around. And then I have a little announcement for the population of Braidwood.
Would you like to start with that?
I'll start with that. So this is to let Braidwood and surrounds know that I've decided to leave the pharmacy. And it is for personal or family reasons. It has not been an easy decision to make, particularly not after 20 years. So I'll now be focusing on my work at the Braidwood Multipurpose Service and the aged care facility, plus support the surgeries with my consulting business that never really have done much until now, but it's doing home medicines reviews and helping our population manage their medication because of the amount of chronic disease we have out here. So that's why something had to give, and I've kept the two jobs that has most in common. And of course, I would really like to thank the staff over 20 years at Braidwood Pharmacy and our capital chemist Braidwood. They've all been great to work with, and they all know who they are out there. And I would like to thank Kayla and Tash for the last 4 years to help see my dream for Braidwood of a professional service pharmacy, which I've always wanted for the population out here. And I wish them all the best in their ongoing management of the pharmacy while I pursue other things. Yes, so after that announcement, we will now move on to the usual COVID.
COVID, oh yes. Yeah, people are still dying and still getting very sick.
Yes, unfortunately, it was, I have a recollection about 3 years ago, we were talking about that it might be here to stay. Can't remember what we talked about 3 years ago, but I'm sure we talked COVID.
I'm sure we did too.
And I definitely know that at the time I said, I don't think this is going to be a short-term thing.
Yeah.
I always thought it was going to be a long haul.
Yeah.
And we're now on to the long haul. But we're learning to live with it. And vaccination time. So I thought we'll just go through the vaccination criteria at the moment so people know, because there's always a bit of confusion out there. And we know the rules now change on a regular basis just to confuse everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So the latest recommendation is that we want, that is that anyone who's over 65 is recommended to get a booster dose.
Right.
That is, as long as you have not had COVID in the last 6 months or had another COVID vaccination in the last 6 months. If it's less than 6 months, you wait until you're to the hitting the 6 months mark, and then you should go and get your booster.
Okay.
For the 18 to 64 year olds, they say if you have any underlying medical condition or at risk of getting severe COVID for whatever reason, they would like you to go and get a booster. Again, same criteria. It's got to be at least 6 months since you had COVID, since most people have been there now. Or it's going to be 6 months since your last vaccination.
Okay.
For the kiddies, so the 5 to 17-year-olds, they at the moment it is only for those who has medical conditions that or complex health needs that they recommend getting one, where for the rest they really don't recommend any boosters as yet.
Okay.
As for what vaccines to use, the recommendations for booster now is really one of the three bivalent that is available.
Okay.
So there's two different Pfizer's and one Moderna that is available in the bivalent, but that is the ones that's recommended. But if you can't get those, they're saying any vaccine is good.
Is good.
Yep.
Okay.
And of course, also remember, flu season is still coming back too.
And when should people be...
I think they start releasing the flu. There's some flu vaccines already available in the private market, and I think the state ones are coming out during April. So organise with your health providers, whoever you want to use, pharmacy or doctors, to go and get your flu vax. So you can even do both together now, which is, makes it a little bit easier. You're only going to get in and get jabbed once. So.
But in either arm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It will be two separate arms. Like, there is even rumbles about making a combined vaccine. So who knows, in 12 months' time, we'll just get one. Don't know yet. That is still to be announced.
Okay. And is the pharmacy giving injections?
Yes, they are. To my knowledge, they're using the Moderna, and I think the surgeries is either Pfizer or Moderna or both. I actually didn't double check with them this morning before I came in, so but I know that they are all up and running with vaccines.
Okay.
So there we go. Time to get it done again, just because there is COVID going around, and I was looking at the latest sort of measurements this morning, and you can see there is another wave on its way. There's rumblings out there that there's something coming. So if you are due for a booster, go and get it now, because it may not stop you from getting COVID, but it will stop you from getting severe disease and ending up in hospital.
Well, I don't think any of us want to end up there.
No. And also remember, if you're over 50 and you get COVID, you should consider contacting your health provider or your GP as soon as possible, because there is antivirals available, and if you're eligible, you should get onto those just to try and fend it off, but you've got to get onto it sooner than later. It's not something let's just see how bad it gets. If you have the age criteria for getting the antivirals, I strongly recommend it.
I can actually, a number of people have said to me just how effective those have been.
Yeah. So I would recommend having a bit of a think, and even if you just, we can't do prescription in advance. We have to wait for a positive result as a general.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one of the things to keep in mind.
Okay.
So if you pull a positive, go and get it dealt with. And for goodness sake, don't enter any health area, doctors, surgery, hospitals, pharmacies, if you are COVID positive, because you're bringing their whole staff at risk, and you don't want to end up closing down either surgeries or hospitals or pharmacy in Braidwood.
No, that wouldn't be a good thing to have happen, would it?
No. So keep it at home. Use the phone. Most of us have a phone. Ring them and figure out how to sort it out. And they will do their most. Everyone I know will do their utmost to help you get sorted out.
And perhaps in our next session, we might be able to have a look at long COVID.
We can definitely look at long COVID. It is a moving feast at all times, and there's new stuff coming out. Mm. So, but it is definitely something to keep in mind.
Yeah. Well, but today
osteoporosis. I thought we were going to talk about osteoporosis, something we never really have touched on.
No, we haven't.
No. So I thought we'll choose something new and bright and different. But still a chronic disease.
It is a chronic disease.
And it's a silent disease. That's why you sort of don't realise it until you suddenly go, oh.
Yes, yes.
So probably what's really important to be aware of, that is how your bones work. Your bone is not stationary. They're not just built and sit there as calcium sticks. They are living tissue. And there is cells in there called osteoclast who's constantly breaking down your bone. And then you have some other ones who's rebuilding it called osteoblasts, and they will keep rebuilding bone. So it's a constant turnover and rebuild.
Okay.
That's going on in your bones. And that means that you got to make sure, of course, that particularly the building cells have something to work with. So they need to have their needed calcium. They need to have their needed trace elements to build bones. They need to have vitamin D available to build bones. So they're constantly need feeding. So it's a constant turnover. Now, with osteoporosis, there's something that goes not quite right in this process, which means that we're building not quite as much as we're taking away, and the bone structure gets more brittle.
Right.
And that means that then you're more likely to get a fracture. And it's usually some of the bigger bones that can be at risk. So it can mean like from a little trip or small fall or minor incident, you suddenly have a broken wrist or a crush fracture. I don't know whether you ever have heard about the old description of the widow's hump.
Yes, yes.
That's osteoporosis.
My grandmother.
Yeah. And that is as all the vertebrae surely crush due to brittle bones.
Right.
And that's the thing that it's very sad, really, and it's very painful.
Yeah.
So
it isn't nice, that's for sure.
But you can have those, and of course, you also, God forbid, you get a broken hip.
And that's bad.
Yeah, because there's a lot of rehab, and it's not an easy thing to deal with.
No.
And osteoporosis is common.
Yeah.
Because if we all live long enough, we'll get it.
Now, that was a question that I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Osteoporosis is seen predominantly as something that affects women. And I don't think that can be the case.
It's absolutely not the case.
Right.
Women are more susceptible to it, probably at a slightly earlier age, but if men live long enough, they will get there too.
Right.
So in Australia, there's over 1 million people who has osteoporosis, and it is those that's over 50 years of age. There's more likely to get it, like particularly for women, they lose a lot of calcium out of their bones during menopause due to the change in hormones. That's why they're a little bit more susceptible.
Okay. Yeah.
Where men will slowly over time lose their bone structure too. So you are not safe just because you got a Y chromosome, unfortunately.
And I think for all the guys out there, I think they need to listen up on this one.
Yeah, because you need, and that comes back to what's the risk factors for osteoporosis. And so, of course, both women and men can be affected, and up to 25% of cases are men.
So that's a high figure, yeah. Really.
It's not a little figure.
So if there's a million, that's 250,000 men.
Yeah, will be men. Of course, there's still more women, but it doesn't mean that you're going to win.
Yeah, yeah.
At all.
That's a surprising figure. Yeah.
And of course, it can also happen in young people due to certain circumstances and what's not. So, but one thing to look out for is family history, because it can be hereditary. So you can, if you can look back in your family and see, well, we had family with brittle bones, or we saw the widow's hump, or we had the broken hips, or whatever. Of course, they've got to have lived long enough to demonstrate that. Then it would be worth doing something about it and start getting your bones checked.
Now, what does that involve?
Okay, so what they do is a bone density test. So there's a bus that comes here to Braidwood that's doing it, and I think that's for over 70-year-olds they're checking there. Mm-hmm. But else you can go privately and get a test done too at one of the pathology places, to my memory. And they will look at how strong your bones are, and they will give you some results, and your doctor will look at that, and then we can say, well, no, you're good. Or you're not good, but you're not osteoporotic either. You're osteopenic, which means that your bones are sort of slowing some tendency to become brittle. And then, of course, we have the results that gets into the class of you got osteoporosis. We need to start doing something about this.
Okay. And the bus, is that both men and women?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Again, I don't think that's well understood.
Yeah. No, well, I will say go and talk to your GP if you are concerned. And, of course, there's certain medications and health conditions that predispose you, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Important thing too is that you always ensure you have enough calcium and vitamin D intake. So vitamin D we can get made being out in the sun, but sometimes people can be deficient anyway because we're good at slip, slop, slap, or for other reasons the system is not as productive as it should be. So it's worth having your vitamin D levels checked and supplement if it's low.
All right. Okay, and it can be supplemented. There's
it's like easy over the counter capsule.
Okay,
most cases it'll be one capsule a day, so it's not a huge amount. On some cases, if the levels are really low, we will use higher doses for a period of time until we build up. And of course, make sure there's enough calcium on board too. So look at your diet. Have you got cheese, milk, other things that contains calcium, so that you're getting that? And if not, again, we can use supplements. So just make sure there's enough of it for your bones to work with.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so medical conditions, there could be an issue, of course. If we know that we've had a broken bone due to a minor fall, that's a huge red flag that needs to be investigated.
All right.
Low hormone levels, as we said, menopause women, particularly early menopause, are at higher risk. And for men, it can be if you have low testosterone, that can actually be a risk factor.
That's interesting.
Yep. I'm sure a lot of men opened up their ears now.
I think you're right.
Okay. It can be different types of bowel disease. So like if you can't absorb your nutrients properly, so celiac disease or something like that. So that's other things. Diabetes can be a risk factor.
There's lots of things, isn't
there? Yeah. Some breast cancer treatment or prostate cancer treatments can be an issue, but they're not sort of quite as big. It can be if you don't eat properly, so if you've had anorexia. One medication that's particularly worth paying attention to is corticosteroid, and it's in the tablet form particularly. So prednisone or prednisolone, or steroids.
Ah.
They are quite big culprits in this space, particularly long-term use.
Right.
And then, of course, we have certain medical conditions where we need to use them long-term, so we need to keep an eye on the bone density too and make sure that we do preventative treatment with calcium and vitamin D.
All right, okay.
So, but I will just stress, it is not the asthma inhalers that is completely different.
That's different.
Yeah. Of course, if you do have to use really, really high doses over a long, long period of time, yes, there can be a risk, but it is nothing compared to using tablets. Because if you are constantly having, because, oh, I don't want to use my puffer because it could give me problems, if you then constantly have to go back and use high-dose prednisone tablets to manage your lungs, you're putting yourself at a much higher risk than if you're actually prevented from getting there in the first place.
Right. Well, that sounds like very good advice.
Yeah. So don't stop your asthma inhalers.
Right.
Because the side effects from that is much worse.
Mm. Mm.
So, because you do need to breathe too, it's healthy.
Yeah, your bones stop growing if you... Sorry.
Okay, sorry, sidetrack. Of course, it can also be some thyroid conditions and rheumatoid arthritis.
Well,
because of the inflammation.
It affects the bones, doesn't it? Yeah.
So something to... And then, of course, there's certain liver and kidney diseases that can be involved and a few other bits and pieces. Lifestyle factors. Funny enough, we come back to this one here. If you are not active, but a couch potato, if your bones, to keep strong, needs to be used, which means you need to be out there walking on them, moving them, using them. If you're sitting down, you're more at risk of getting osteoporosis. So again, exercise. Good old-fashioned exercise. Go for a walk.
And that will actually
strengthen your bones.
Strengthen the bones.
Yeah.
All right. That's a simple thing to be
very
able
simple,
to do.
Very simple, yep. Don't smoke. Again, that one seems to come back too for a lot of things. And excessive alcohol intake is not recommended either.
Okay.
So we need to look at that. So really important is really exercise. And keep it going through life. As much as you can, I know that particularly when you get arthritis, it is a damn hard thing to do.
Yeah.
So, but we need to keep doing what we can in order to get the impact on the bones that we can. So that's sort of really the important things to be aware of.
Okay.
Then, of course, we have, if we do get osteoporosis, there's treatments available, of course.
And they are?
Okay, so there's sort of two main groups that's used. One type of medication is called bisphosphonate, which is usually a weekly tablet that's taken once a week. Some people have one that's taken just once a month, and that's something that helps. What it does is that it slows down bone loss, it improves the bone density, and it reduces the risk of fractures.
All right.
So that's that one, and then we have another one which is a 6-monthly injection that can be given every 6 months. And if you do stop that injection, it's quite important that you discuss that with your doctor, because if we don't get it every 6 months, it can then means that it wears off and then we can regress. So there needs to be something to patch it up if we're going to stop that one. And that's right. Usually using one of the bisphosphonates for a short period of time.
Right.
So that's something you would need to discuss with your GP around your specific case if you were going to change medication. Often too with the bisphosphonates, so the tablets, we might use them for 5 to 10 years, then we may be able to stop them.
So they're actually that effective?
They will definitely have some residual effect, and that's why there's an option to do that. But again, you need to look at your case. Everyone is different.
Yep.
And that's why I'm not going to tell people, oh, yeah, you will just do so, because every single one is different and each person has different needs. So we need to take all that into account.
Right. Okay.
And then, of course, particularly for women who heads into menopause, and that is to use menopausal hormonal therapy that can help slow down the bone loss.
So there's a few ways that you can come at osteoporosis.
You can come at it from a few sides, but like the main one is make sure you have enough vitamin D, make sure you have enough calcium, exercise. And that's something that you don't wait till you're 50 with doing, you do it right from child. Because the best prevention is what you do when you are young.
Hmm.
because when you are young and until you're around 30 or so, you are building up your calcium in your system and strengthening your bones. And from there on, it will then start to be down the hill again. So that's why it's important as children we have enough calcium and exercise in order to strengthen our bones.
And okay, well, that's it. It's an interesting way of putting it.
Yeah.
Just remember when you were a kid and you loved getting out and doing things. And
yeah. So it's actually really important to be out and exercising for kids. Be out there running around, whatever they do, climbing things, hopefully not falling off. Anyway, we learn from that too. But that's the thing. It is really right from childhood that you build up your calcium reserves in your body until you're around 30, and then it starts to turn.
Yeah, and we're seeing quite a change in younger people. Like I see a lot of people exercising, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I also see a lot of people who are engrossed with social media and other things.
Yeah.
And just, I suppose, the stress of life.
Yeah.
But no, that sounds like good advice from just about every angle.
Yeah, and for mental health too, get out and move. Mm. It's good for you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful world out there.
Yeah, so that's why we need to get people out and moving around and doing their thing. And that's the main crux with osteoporosis. It is quite easily preventable to some degree, but you need to be wary, particularly if you have certain disease states that can predispose you to get it. And it, again, it's all about prevention. Because, as I said, the last thing we want is the broken bones.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Well, look, thanks, Benta. you certainly surprised me. In fact, I was really confused there for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
But we'll have to sit down and create a new name.
Yeah, we will do that.
We will.
But I'm looking forward to keep looking after the people of Braidwood, and I know that the pharmacy will keep on being the great service pharmacy that we have built up, and I have all trust in the girls to keep that going.
Oh, look, I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
You selected the staff down there very, very well.
Yeah, no, and it's a good place, and we need to keep that in town, because I am so glad now that I don't have to send people out of town for CPAP machines and compression stockings, and in general, they can get most things here, and I think for our elderly population, that is so important to have available.
Being one of them, I totally agree.
Yeah.
All right, Benta.
Good
we'll
on
see you in a month or so.
Yep.
This is Braidwood FM.